8:31. This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Ted Rummus from Myrtle Creek and the Chamber of Commerce. And, well, really, if I listed everything that Ted is part of in Myrtle Creek, we'd be out of time. But a lot of things going on in Myrtle Creek. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I want to talk particularly about this big barbecue competition and event that you have this Saturday and Sunday. Tell us more about it.
I am glad to do that. This is, and I'm pleased to say, the inaugural first ever fly-in pig barbecue competition, fully sanctioned by the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association here in Myrtle Creek at the Municipal Airport, Saturday and Sunday.
So
quite the event.
Yeah, tell us more about what's going to be going on, what people will see if they come and check it out.
Well, we already have declared it's an international event because we have a Canadian team coming down to compete in the barbecue competition. So there you go with that. It's been very well publicized all throughout the Pacific Northwest and a variety of different print media, social media venues. And that's continuing, including this interview. So this event basically involves teams who compete for points. If they wish, if they're in that circuit of activity, they buy into the event. They bring all of their meats and preparations and their team, and they set up in the venue, and they prepare their meats. They provide samples. There's a judging that takes place, and there's a total purse for this event of $10,000 guaranteed.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal. What led to creating this event?
Well, actually, I have to give a lot of credit to Mike Farnworth, who has been his dream to put something together like this for 10 years. And he was a participant, very active and involved with the Sutherland throwdown that took place the last year, similar event. And so he decided it was finally time for him to move out on his own and put everything in place to make this happen. And he's done a wonderful job of it, and it's just coming together quite nicely. And of course, as you just mentioned about the weather is going to cooperate quite nicely.
Yeah, indeed. Now, there's a couple elements to this. A lot of work has got to go into it from the team side of figuring out exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to barbecue, and all of that. I'm sure there's got to be a lot of research there and people that are pretty much very dedicated to their craft.
Well, there is a lot of logistics to this. All the things about getting things ready, a stage, vendor spaces, porta potties, potable water at the airport, all these kinds of things. But as far as the event, the competition goes itself, the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association, a nonprofit, has been around for decades, longer than I know for sure. And they have a very strict and set of rules about this competition. About all the procedures that the competitors must follow. They buy in to the event. They provide all of their product. They prepare all of their meats. Per the information that's provided or required of them by the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. So that part is basically done through that that circuit of activity. And then, of course, the competitors have bragging rights if they win, and they would get points toward future competitions other events that take place all up and down the Pacific Northwest. So it's very competitive. We also have some backyard barbecue folks coming, and they can participate as well for part of the prize if they win.
Well, very good. And if people come out on Saturday and Sunday, you've got an admission charge, and then how does it work from there?
Well, from there, it's free parking. The airport is owned by the city of Myrtle Creek, and we managed to secure a piece of private property adjacent to the airport to provide parking. There's a $5 entry fee per adult, 13 and over, 12 and under is free. That $5 gets you a wristband, for those that are over 21, and a beverage cup and raffle tickets and so on. And interesting thing about this is the tickets are good for to return on Sunday. If you buy in on Saturday, you can return on Sunday at no extra cost. You just have to bring your wristband.
Well, very good. And you mentioned the over 21 element because you've got a lot of craft beer that's going to be available.
Yes, we have at least 7 craft beer vendors, 1 domestic beer activity, and so wine, ciders, and also we have a variety of lemonade, cotton candy, informational vendors. It's also our Armed Forces Day is Saturday, so we have received information that there will be a flyover for this event. We don't know when exactly or who will do it, but we're anticipating that there will be a flyover. The U.S. Navy Sea Cadets out of Roseburg are doing the color guard for us. The Vietnam Veterans of America may be coming for a rifle volley and taps. And we have live music on stage, mostly bluegrass, which is, I've been told, is the preferred type of music for these competitors who participate in these events. So there'll be a lot of activity.
Now, the people that attend, are they able to weigh in, vote at all on any kind of, people's choice or something like that?
That they are, yes. They will receive a voting slip, I guess, an opportunity to vote on Sunday. And all the competitors will be geared up for that. Then, of course, the way that people can decide who they're going to vote for is go to the various competitors, of which there are more than 15 at this point. I'm not sure what the total number is. And sample all of their offerings, whether that be brisket, ribs, pulled pork, or chicken, all 4 categories.
Wow. It sounds like it's going to be a big event on Saturday and Sunday, and it sounds like maybe something you want to do is an annual event.
That's the plan as we move forward. Of course, these first-time events are always challenging because first of all the planning that goes into it, as you mentioned, and secondly, the anticipated success and also the opportunity to move forward and make it an annual event. And that is the goal.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about this Saturday and Sunday, the Fly In a Pig competition?
Well, except to say come on out either day, have a good time. There will be seating available and the shaded seating as well. Just cruise around the grounds and listen to free music and enjoy the military activity on Saturday. Appreciate Armed Forces folks. This county always does very well. And enjoy the event and taste some of the finest barbecue in the Pacific Northwest that will be out there.
By the way, you mentioned Armed Forces Day, and I recall you've got a special event tied to that a few days early happening tonight in Millsite Park.
Yes, I'm pleased to report that the 204th Army Band, a rock component, will bring their entertainment here to Millsite Park this evening, Tuesday, May 14th, Millsite Park, downtown Myrtle Creek, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., these are United States Army soldiers who are a talented group who are out willing and actively performing for the community, all free. Bring your chairs, come on out, enjoy the music, and have a great time celebrating Armed Forces Day in advance in Millsite Park.
All right, very good. Well, a lot going on down in the Myrtle Creek area. Ted Romas, always in the thick of what's happening down there. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.